brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Thanks for tuning in to Burr and Foreman's Results Matter Radio. We've got a great show for you today, focusing on Atlanta Independence Women's Network. And I have three wonderful guests here in the studio with me to talk about AIWN and what they've got going on from a business and networking perspective. A lot of great programming and great business owners as well. Bonnie Buell Ruckus. Did I say it right?
Russick.
Pretty close. Sorry about that, Bonnie.
Oh, that's all right.
With BBR Marketing, Bonnie is has been a regular guest on Business Radio X, and she's back again to talk about BBR Marketing, very involved in founding and getting AIWN off the ground. Dolly Evans is also here with us, Small Business Services. Dolly, also, you were one of the integral, you know, original players on building AIWN to what it is today. Glad you could be with us.
Thank you.
And Carmen Westbrook is with us as well with Naked Fashion Help. Great name.
Thank you.
And you're a image consultant.
That's right.
Okay. Ladies, so good to have you here. And let's start with the history of AIWN and how the group was formed.
The group was originally formed as a different sort of group altogether, in that we were aiming at women business, women homeowners rather than women business owners or professionals. We evolved from that because the truth of the matter is that women own homes today without a problem. So we went immediately into being a professional organization where women could come together, support each other's success, do referrals, get to know each other, and actually create a really positive environment for women to come together.
Nice. So what's the actual, like, official mission then, Bonnie?
Okay. I knew you would ask me that, and I have to actually...
We'll speak more from the heart than necessarily reciting the actual statement.
Officially, it's we're a group of professional women who thrive on helping other women succeed. And that's really the ultimate goal, is to provide a reasonable cost atmosphere and group for women to get together, for them to network, for them to get to know each other's businesses, help support each other's businesses, refer potential clients to each other. And then there's also a really great social element. I've made some amazing friends there that, you know, aren't necessarily going to bring any business to me, but they're such a supportive, network of people that help me in my day-to-day running of my business.
So let's talk about women that own their own business or are a sole proprietor, have struck out on their own, and that process. I mean, you've all done that, and it's difficult. And some of the things that are important once you're working for yourself are building relationships. So how has networking played a role for you as you've continued to grow your business over the years?
Well, I mean, networking is a key part in building your business. And for me, I launched this current business that I have back in 2009. And I was looking for various networking groups. I tried a lot of different groups. And I found AWIN. And I think that what makes it so different is this warm and welcoming environment that the founding members have created. It's a place that, you know, I don't think any of us enjoy going out to those new groups and trying to strike up conversations with total strangers. You know, it can be very...
It can be, unless you're like the epitome of an extrovert.
Right.
That is a very trepidous thought to go into a room of people you don't know and try and make new friends, ultimately.
Right. It's very intimidating. And like I said, I've tried different groups, but I like this group because it's this very warm, welcoming, supportive environment. And I've made lots of great connections, and I've definitely gotten business because of it.
That's huge. Now, Carmen, let's talk a little bit about what you do.
Okay.
Because you just recently gave a presentation at AWIN, and you guys were telling me about it. It sounded very interesting. So talk more about your business, and then, you know, if you want to touch on some of the highlights of the talk.
Right. Well, my business it's image consulting, or sometimes I like to call myself a what-to-wear consultant. I work with men and women to help them define their unique style. And I think I'm good at pulling out somebody's personality and helping them exhibit that in their outward appearance. And, you know, the whole basis for me of doing it is I just want to help people look and feel good and feel really confident. So this presentation that I put together, it's a 45-minute presentation that's geared towards professional women's groups, and it's called Pull Yourself Together, because that's the number one thing that I hear women tell me is that they want to look pulled together. And I think it's a fun, informative approach to just looking your best.
Excellent. Well, sounds like a good talk for anybody. I think a lot of us are, you know, especially when you're living a busy life where, you know, you're doing things at home and then you've got to rush out to a client meeting. It is about pulling yourself together and how do I present this professional pulled together appearance. Now, Dolly, your business, Small Business Services, provides accounting and bookkeeping and a lot of other support and planning services associated with helping business owners start and grow their business. Talk a little bit more about the company.
The company has been around now in the same area for 20 years, so we're pretty well established. And early on, I made a decision that I wanted to stay with the small business market. I so enjoy the owner-managed companies, and a lot of accounting firms that get started want to kind of climb the ladder and shed those guys, but I want to pick up the phone every day and enjoy the people I'm talking to. And that was my main concern and my main issue as I tried to form a model for the business. So we work with small businesses. I mean, they are entrepreneurially driven. They've got all the stress and all the problems and all the joys that there are about being in business for yourself. And we kind of roll with them on that. We try to guide them. We're there to answer questions, you know, 365 days a year. So it's just been a wonderful experience for me. I have a wonderful staff that loves also the same market. So we just enjoy what we do, and we hope we provide a great service for our clients.
Nice. So when you were envisioning AIWN, mm-hmm. what did you want to be kind of this experience as a new visitor walked into the room, or what can a visitor expect as they're coming to a meeting for the first time?
Well, I have to say one of the things that we wanted to make sure, and it's really nice to hear Carmen say this, is we wanted to create a very welcoming atmosphere. I am one of those people who hates going to the networking events where everybody's in their little circles and you don't know who to talk to or what to do. So number one, we want it to be incredibly welcoming to anybody that comes. And it doesn't necessarily have to be just women business owners. It's just women in business of any sort. And secondly, we want to be provide valuable information from the speakers that we bring in, but also from each other, and try to support each other as we're going through the various stages of running a business. From, you know, the people that are just getting started, we've had some students come who are in entrepreneurial classes, or people that are thinking about starting a business, all the way to, you know, those that are starting to think about retirement or succession planning or those sorts of things. So having, you know, support and knowledge through the entire life cycle of a business and people there that can help them has really been, I would say, one of the top goals as I was joining the group.
Cool. Now, how about the programming? As women, you know, we hear a lot about women like to multitask. We like to hit multiple goals with one swing, right? So it sounds like this is the kind of environment where you can do that. You can make contacts. You can learn something. Talk about some of the programs that you've put together to help on the educational front and professional development scene.
Sure. We meet about every 6 weeks in the evening. And really try to have a diverse group of people speak on a diverse number of topics. So sometimes it will be purely business-focused things. So, you know, how to manage the IT within your company or something like that. And then sometimes they're, you know, more on the personal or individual side, like Carmen's presentation kind of hit both, you know, how to be dressed professionally, but also dressed in a way that represents who you are. We've had, you know, a variety of speakers and really do try to hit on a number of different areas. We also have social events, you know, we'll get together every once in a while and, you know, go to hang out for a happy hour. Or last year we had a really huge event, actually, where we were the first group in Georgia to screen a movie called Misrepresentation. And that was phenomenal. And we were able to really get a lot of exposure from that and expose a lot of women to, you know, the topic of that film and how women are treated in media.
Very neat. So, Bonnie, let's talk a little bit about your business. BBR Marketing is a business-to-business marketing firm. You work with a lot of professional service companies. Talk about more about your business and the clients that you work with.
Sure. I aim to be like Dolly and say that I've been in business 20 years. We've been around 3.5 now. And we're a full-service marketing firm that works with professional services providers. So all our clients are accountants, attorneys, engineers, IT professionals, people that tend to sell what is in their head versus an actual product.
And what's the challenge with selling what's in your head versus the widget, so to speak?
Yeah, it can be huge. I can say before I started the company, I worked for an accounting firm, and it was really hard to find marketers that understood that challenge. Because in essence, what you're selling is trust. And you're selling ideas, and you're selling, you know, when you go to an accountant to prepare your taxes, you're actually buying, you know, trust in that person that you won't wind up in tax evasion and wind up in jail. You know, I mean,
right.
Take it to its worst final scenario. But so, you know, it's not something that you can touch and feel and experience in the sales process. It's something you just have to believe is going to give you what you need. But yeah, we do everything from marketing planning to helping, you know, create branding and websites and collateral materials and all those things for that you think of a marketing agency doing, but, you know, specifically for professional services firms.
And are those professional service firms, do you find that they're using more web-based marketing like email newsletters and like leveraging their website more fully or even going into social media?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, typically, they're would be described as a lagging group.
Right. That's why I wanted to ask.
Not
the first people on Twitter.
They are not the early adopters necessarily, but there are, you know, there are those that kind of are, you know, are outliers. But at this point, pretty much every firm we work with has some form of website. But, you know, in many cases, it's something that they put up 10 years ago and they haven't really touched. And one of the things that we get excited about is helping firms kind of take a look at what they're doing and really expand it and, you know, get on LinkedIn and start using it in a way that really can help grow their business. You know, put together a website that's going to have a content marketing element and, you know, even put together a brand that's going to make you memorable to your audience. You know, I mean, their professional services firms are competing just like any other business out there. So, you know, having effective marketing strategies is important.
Right. That matches their brand. Now, Carmen, you used to be an accountant before you embarked upon this latest entrepreneurial venture. And you find that a lot of people these days, you know, we reinvent ourselves on a frequent basis. And I would imagine that that poses a challenge for the wardrobe question. You know, what do I wear now that I've reinvented myself to this new version of me? So do you find that it's an evolving thing, finding the look or the image that works for you, or is it something that stays consistent throughout somebody's life?
For me personally or for my clients?
Well, I don't know. Just perspective on that.
For me personally, even as an accountant, one of my favorite compliments I used to get was, "You don't look like an accountant," which made me very happy. And I have lots of accounting friends, so I love them. In terms of evolving style, Dolly and I were just having this conversation. I worked with a woman last week who She is 56, has recently gone through some life transitions, and I think that she has absolutely exquisite style, but she kind of needed a little reinforcement that at 56 that she was still doing the right things. So I think that it's something that can definitely evolve over time, your style. I also think there are those people who just seem to know what works best for them, and you know, it just works regardless of what stage of life they're in.
Nice. Well answered. So AIWN sounds like it's a diverse group of women. Who are your target members? Who would you say is like an ideal member?
I would say that someone who wants to network in a smaller environment, maybe someone who's even timid about networking and wants to get involved in a way that will work for them, would be a good profile. It's not only business owners, though. It's also business professionals, business executives that come to the group. They may not be precisely looking for business, but they're looking for that extra quality that we've been talking about, which is the warmth, the embracement, the friends. Because, frankly, working either alone for yourself in a business or working in an executive position can be very lonely. You know, you've got a lot of decisions to make. It's stressful. And if you've got a place to go where you can find people who have similar situations to yours, you can share those. You can hear a good presentation. It's not that expensive, you know, for them to attend. That would be a perfect profile of someone we would love to have. And I think they would enjoy what they find there as well.
Nice. Well, you know, we are seeing culturally more and more women step into, you know, these high-powered executive roles and or embark on, you know, starting a business and growing a very successful business and having high-powered leadership roles. Why do you all think that it matters and is important that women support each other in achieving success?
I would say that the ideal would be that we would all support each other. I'm not sure that ideal exists. Women don't know how to act even today. I mean, I think we're still searching for our particular authentic way of being. And sometimes that means being highly competitive. Maybe the job requires that and you go into that mode. I think we're still searching for a way to be with each other and to support each other. And we have to practice. So I think our particular group is a great place to come to do that. Yes, it's very important that we support each other. I mean, you know, we're doing something unique and we need support. That's
absolutely
what it comes down to.
So what are some of the things that you feel like are like the attributes, you know, when you fit in a place? We've all been to groups or walked into the sorority room and thought, I don't fit here. What do you feel like is the quality that you feel or that sense that you get when you walk into a room and you do feel like, well, these are my people. This is where I should be. This is my group. I really fit in here.
I mean, it is a sense of, you know, just belonging and feeling like you click with these people and that you can connect and talk and share with them. I mean, I think I can't say it enough. I think that this group does a wonderful job of creating that warm, welcoming environment that makes you want to come back. And it's also, like we touched on the cost, it is so inexpensive to come check us out. It's only $15 to come as a non-member.
Okay, so very inexpensive initial investment. Come check it out. Why don't we give the website so people that are listening can go see that now?
Mm-hmm. It's www.aiwn-atlanta.org. And on the site, you'll see, you know, there's quite a bit of information on there, including the calendar of events that of what's coming up. In the next week, we have on February 19th at 6:30, Heather Wright is going to be speaking on From Broken to Black Belt, Achieve Any Goal in Spite of Adversity. And I can personally say I've heard Heather speak before, and she is a phenomenal speaker. So I know those of us in the room are really looking forward to this event, and I think any visitors would really enjoy that one too.
Nice. What was the most popular event last year?
For sure, it would be the outlier, which was the screening of Misrepresentation. We had close to 300 people there for that event. And typically we'll have somewhere between, 30 and 40 people. But this was, this was a national screening, and we had a panel of experts that spoke about it afterwards, including, Georgia State Legislator Simone Bell. So, that was really kind of our huge event for the year, and that one definitely stood out from the rest.
Nice. And speaking of women helping women and bonding together, Atlanta Independent Women's Network also has affiliate organizations or affiliate relationships with other women's business groups here in Atlanta. Did you want to give them a little shout out?
Sure. Two of them are NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners, and another one is ProWen. So with both of those, having an affiliation with them, it allows us to attend their events at a discounted price.
And where do you guys meet? Where's the AIWN meeting, and what are the regular time slots?
We meet at the lovely Druid Hills Golf Club at the corner of, it's Ponce and
Clifton,
right? And I would suggest that people go to the website to look at the schedule, because we do meet every 6 weeks. So it's not, the second Tuesday of every month. But typically we'll get together at 6:30 for about half an hour of networking, and then the program runs from 7 to 8.
Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the challenges that women face when, they're climbing up the ladder or starting their own company. What about celebrating success and the role that AIWN plays in helping women to celebrate when there are big successes?
We do like, one of the things that's become a tradition for us is to go around the room and let everyone introduce themselves and what they do in their business. And it's fun because a lot of people do sort of shout out what's good things have happened to them during that period of time. And it's really fun. But the other thing is, I think just on a natural level, as we're going around the room, particularly the board members and those who are more on the committees, we make an effort to reach out to the women that are there and to ask them if something good has happened or what is going on with them. And that way they can let us know, how things are going for them. We do try in every way we can to not only celebrate, but acknowledge each person that's there and make sure that they feel acknowledged, they feel like they're included. We don't want an exclusionist type of organization at all. We don't want a clique. We even as board members, are working the tables, we're greeting people, we're not, up on a pedestal somewhere. So I think it's just a great environment to feel like that you can actually tell people or brag a little bit about what you've done, and you'll be welcomed and acknowledged, and everyone will be happy for you.
That's really neat. So here on the Results Matter Radio, we always like to end the show by talking about results. We've been talking with AIWN members Bonnie Ruckus. I said it wrong again. Oh my gosh. I'm so embarrassed.
It's okay.
Trust me,
you're not the only one. If I ever go to a doctor's appointment, I always know it's me because people are like, Bonnie, or yeah, just Bonnie.
Just Bonnie. Bonnie with BBR Marketing and Carmen Westbrook, Naked Fashion Help, Dolly Evans, Small Business Services. And now, ladies, I'd like to ask you about results. What are the results that matter to you as you're serving your clients and as you're building this great organization? Bonnie, let's start with you.
Well, I think the ultimate results for my clients is, we talk about what they want to get out of our activities and out of their marketing efforts. And in most cases, it's, growth in either number of clients and revenue or something like that. And, we're there to help them reach all those goals.
And Bonnie, why don't you give the BBR Marketing website as well, if somebody would like to check that out?
That is super easy. It is bbrmarketing.com.
Great. Dolly, results.
Results for our clients are, different clients have different needs and different results that they want. So we try to customize and listen to the client to find out what it is that they want to do. If we can guide them to that level and then they want to go to another level, we're happy to do that too. I think I always say to prospective clients, we want a no surprises environment for you. We want you to know what's going to happen. We want to help you plan. And I think that is the most satisfying element as a result for our clients and for us as well in serving them.
Excellent. And the website for Small Business Services?
It is www.smallbizbizservices.com.
Great. And Carmen Westbrook, results.
Well, as I said before, I work with men and women to help them improve their outward appearance and hopefully feel more confident about themselves. And really, the ideal client who I really love to work with is the 40-plus fashion-challenged woman who dislikes shopping but wants to look great. And it brings me great joy to put her in clothes that she feels great in and feels confident when she goes out into the world. So that's my ideal result.
Excellent. And if someone wants to check out your website to get some fashion help, where should they go?
It's nakedfashionhelp.com.
Terrific. So let's conclude by just talking about the results that you're expecting this year, 2013, for Atlanta Independent Women's Network. Sounds like there's going to be a lot of great programs, a lot of great relationships built. What are you looking forward to most, each of you individually, about being part of the group this year?
This is Bonnie. I would say that I am really looking forward to just seeing the group expand, meeting all the new people that are joining. We've had a lot of guests come in the last few meetings, and you know, just watching this group, you know, go from what was really an idea to, you know, a really thriving, supportive environment.
Terrific. Dolly, how about you?
One of the new initiatives that we have this year is, as we receive our nonprofit status, is to sort of ramp up our efforts to work within the community and make contributions, do some fundraising for other nonprofit groups. So we're going to bring some representatives of those groups in. We're going to let the membership decide what area of nonprofit work we would like to be involved in. We want to bring the leaders of those groups in to give us an idea. We want to continually work to increase our fundraising ability for those groups. And I think it's going to be a great new initiative. It's going to expand our service mode that we want to be involved in, and I'm very looking forward to that.
That's excellent. How exciting. Carmen?
Well, I'm part of the membership committee, so it's my goal to help grow the organization. And, you know, part of that is just attending the meetings regularly and being there on the front lines to greet people, welcome people, and follow up with them. So I'm looking forward to growing the group as much as I can.
Terrific. Well, it was such a pleasure to have you all here in the studio today to share with us about Atlanta Independent Women's Network. That website, once again, is...
It's AIWN-Atlanta.org.
Terrific. Thanks, ladies. You've been listening to Burr and Foreman's Results Matter Radio here on BusinessRadioX.com. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and I'll talk to you next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.